They're stories of tragedy. They are stories of luck. And in some cases, they are stories of heroism. We're learning more about the attack at the Borderline Bar and Grill Wednesday night, which left 12 people dead, with the gunman the 13th. It started with some chilling police dispatch calls and responses from the first on the scene.
We got multiple people down. We need a lot of ambulances.
Some of the survivors had harrowing experiences. Here are the voices of some of those who escaped talking about their stories.
Well, the first one, the first shot, you know, you think fireworks, and then you're like, there's no reason fireworks would be going off. And after the second one, it clicks. The music goes off, and people start throwing other people to the ground. Chaos, and it's pretty surreal.
For some, talking about their experiences is like reliving the terror.
Everyone just dropped down to the floor, and then
So I thought it was a joke, and
we couldn't
get
out
the
because
ground.
The shooting was on that side. So then our friends got the bar stools and they started slamming it against the window so we could get out. That's how we were able to get out. They broke the window.
I grabbed Aubrey here and I pulled her out through the door and threw over a wall, told her to run, ended up going back to help the cops while they were breaching. One, unfortunately, got shot, so we had to pull the cop out.
We were literally taking pictures like 10 minutes before and like posting pictures, and then all of a sudden, he saved me. He's the one that dragged me out.
Once I realized what was, you know, happening, it was pretty obvious, get out. I took her throughout the back exit and tossed her over the wall. Sorry about scratching you up again.
It's fine. I'd rather have scratches.
Ventura County Sheriff Jeff Dean briefed the media on the attack and its aftermath, but he says it's hard not to be affected by the tragedy.
There's just no way to describe this. It saddens us all, and it tears at our hearts and emotions, as it should. And if we ever get to the point where it doesn't, then there's something wrong with us.
Dean says while many people are asking, how can this happen here? He says the fact is, it just shows it can happen anywhere.
I've been a cop for 41 years, and I never thought I would see the things around the country that would happen. But I've learned it doesn't matter what community you're in. It doesn't matter how safe your community is. It can happen anywhere. Because obviously, for someone to do this, they have to have some sort of mental illness. And sadly, we have people with mental illness all over the country.
Those are some of the voices of the borderline shootings. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.